the leading organization which is involved in observation and monitoring of elections and electoral processes in the country. And that is NLB. Ene, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're extremely busy and rushing from one meeting to another, probably dealing with the fallout of this Anambra State election. Now, on this segment of the program, what we talk about is, as I said, integrity, democracy, ethics and accountability. Obviously, the democracy part is encapsulated in the fact that there's an election at all. But I'd like to ask you, what is the view of the civil society situation room on the integrity of the election, the electoral process itself?
I think this election is a peculiar election because it's not like other elections. There was a lot of tension, and because of that tension, it affected the issue of administration of the election itself. It affected, you know, the issue of logistics. It affected, you know, different areas. But there was a lot of networking from both INEC, the civil society, the political parties, the security agencies, you know, that was really seen. In terms of, you know, like the beavers, the bimodal, you know, verification exercise or the processes that went on, the machine itself was found wanting mm-hmm. in some areas. But that did not happen during the supplementary election. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say generally that it was a fair in terms of one vote, one count. Yeah. I think in a lot of ways, one can stand and vouch that it was one vote, one count. This is the first time that that INEC itself deployed in a more massive scale these beavers.
So can you tell us what is the beavers? What does it? I mean, bimodal
verification.
So what is the bimodal verification? What
does
that
mean? It's a machine. It brings out the verification machine.
So like it verifies both by your fingerprint and what else?
You use your fingerprint. If the fingerprint fails, you go by facial.
Okay, so that's the bi so part
both
of
doesn't
it. The two
fail.
Parts.
You yeah. know, it hardly fails. Mm-hmm. But we also found out that it's at some point it failed. In the exercise, unless they did so many adjustments and getting used to it. Mm-hmm. But what happened in the supplementary election was that none of the machines failed.
Okay.
You know, so, and then there's a QR code, which is if everything failed, that third one will not fail. Because okay. That means you cannot go into voting without verification. And you cannot have it's not likely that you have any kind of overvoting because it's those who are accredited that can vote.
Okay, so and those who are accredited are those who are registered voters who have, yes. do they have to have their voter's card or could they come without their voter's card and still vote with their fingerprint or their face?
They come with their voter's card.
I see.
They still have to come with their voter's card. Mm-hmm. And when they come with a voter's card, that is where you use that, you know, to know who is identified, who is carrying the card.
Okay.
And how have they been, you know, accredited? So the fingerprints, if it doesn't show the person who is carrying the voter's card, the face of the person, the picture is in it, but they have to show, again, that they have to verify, the machine verifies you.
So
and
this
it's very
is
exciting because people want to see that is happening. When they take their picture and it verifies them, they go for the voting. It was a very exciting time
So the voters who actually participated were satisfied with the procedure as they saw it?
Yes, those who participated were satisfied.
But of course, one of the things that the civil society situation room drew attention to was that, in fact, there was still an extremely low voter turnout at this election. How do you think that impacts the integrity of the election?
The voter turnout, Anambra State itself is known for a low voter turnout. Mm-hmm. You know, low voter turnout of the voting population. It has been like that. Not more than 30% of Anambra voters have ever turned up. Mm-hmm. I will say that we, because of the processes leading to the election, because of the environment, the fear, very fearful environment, it's mm-hmm. unbelievable. If you are there, you can't touch the fear, but we can feel it.
Yes.
A lot of, you know, drivers that were hired to take people to different places, they turned out, they said they are not going out mm-hmm. because everyone was like, life was an issue. But because IPOB also withdrew their, you know, said people should go about their normal duties, they should go and cast their votes, was also a plus for the election. And so it reduced that, because if you are going out, somebody will tell you, do you have another life? Why are you going out?
I see.
Even for us that went to Anambra, a lot of us were castigated. Why do you want to go to Anambra State? You know, what is the need for you, and so on. And many of the ad hoc staff were dropped at that morning. They had been trained with all the machines.
Yes.
They said they are not going. Mm. No voting is worth their own lives. Mm.
So
for the civil society, we still feel that those who came out, if there was a massive turnout, mm-hmm. maybe it would have been, you know, the issue of the beavers would have given us some problems.
Because
it
was
slow.
Some people
were courageous. We had about 10%. Yeah, go ahead.
Just 10% of the electorate?
Yes, just 10% of the registered voters, you know, turned out to vote. But that was courageous, because I think we were expecting even less. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of mobilization towards it. A lot of mobilization. Local jingles in Igbo. And
I was actually going to ask whether you felt that civil society ought to have done more to encourage people to understand the impact that voting or not voting would have in their in the election, would have on their act, on the lives that they were going to live in Anambra State.
That's what we turned out to do eventually, because mm-hmm. we were acting as we were standing, acting mm-hmm. and doubling our effort in terms of the jingles, mm-hmm. those last moments to mobilize them to come out. Because if you don't mobilize, if you don't come out to cast your vote, whoever the choice takes, you will have to deal with that person for the next 4 years.
Indeed.
And so there was a lot of mobilization. But prior to the election, you know, not so much campaign even happened. Mm-hmm. Because the fear, that fear was reigning in the whole environment. Mm-hmm. Campaign started, I think, only 2 weeks to the election. You know, it was a very scary environment, but I think it happened. It was much more peaceful than we ever thought it would be.
Well, I think that one thing that also impacted, I mean, of course, as we know, in Nigeria, there is no minimum turnout for elections. So even if only 1% of the electorate turns out to vote, and the election is hitch-free, then that will be the result of the election. But there was this suggestion that, particularly against the background of vote buying that the Situation Room mentioned, that actually there was some effort to depress the turnout of voters, so that those ones who could be bought would have more of an impact on the actual outcome of the vote.
Yeah, I think it was our worry too, because those who were scared of wanting, you know, scared of going to vote, those who were scared of coming out, mm-hmm. we were explaining to them that if you don't come out eventually, you cannot therefore stand and challenge somebody else who is brought in. Mm-hmm. The vote buying was possible in places where the lines were not straight, COVID-19 protocols were not observed, mm-hmm. because if they were observed, there is no way. And what they were doing is, you know, the INEC also have improved in the voting cubicles.
Yes.
They have really improved. So if you see the voting cubicles, it is almost impossible for you to come and influence somebody.
And see what and how they are voting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Once you are accredited, they give you the voting card, and then you just go and cast your vote.
And I suppose, Ene, that we should also commend the integrity of some of the voters in Anambra State who, because, you know, civil society will say, well, if they offer you the money, take it, but still vote your conscience. But some of these voters said that we are going to vote our conscience and we don't want your money. Take it away.
Yes.
So
we were quite amazed. Mm-hmm. We actually captured that environment in this in which we circulated. We captured the video of mm-hmm. the woman who was chasing, when they were chasing out the person who brought the money.
Uh-huh.
But what we expect is, and that's why we have told INEC, that we need to all go back to the drawing table and talk with even the security officers. Before the voting, we had a meeting with the DIG. The first PRO called us to a meeting with the DIG. All of the security chiefs were there. And so we now mm-hmm. need to go back and give them feedback of what can be done better. Because mm-hmm. where they were chasing somebody away for offering, you know, for offering money, offering the 5,000 that those women rejected,
yeah,
there was a policeman there. He should have arrested him.
So he wasn't arrested.
The campaign of corruption in elections, mm-hmm. that is one thing that we have to take on board very mm-hmm. seriously now. Because the place was also crowded in many of the polling booths. There was overcrowding of the environment where
despite the low turnout. It does make one wonder if INEC has to cope with an election in which even half of the registered voters turn out to vote. Mm. That and then it's, although as you said, it upped its performance with regard to the BVAS system of accreditation. Is it going to be able to cope with large numbers if with such a low turnout, there were still these pockets of rowdiness and unruliness?
I think they showed a performance during the Ihiala election, the Ihiala local government election, you know, supplementary election.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to deploy the beavers, and the beavers, those are all our, you know, observers. Notice that there was no problem.
Okay.
That they wish that happened on Saturday, because some people who were not patient enough
mm-hmm.
did
left.
Not wait. Some of them went away because they said we can't wait and all of that. But those who want to really be part of democracy, because your voting is your participation in this government in democracy. Mm.
So they were actually able to up their performance.
Yes.
There's one other area that I wanted to, just before we get to the close of our 15 minutes, it passes so quickly, is that this issue of electronic transmission of results, because we have this same situation that we always have. The votes, after the voting ends, the ballot boxes are opened, and the votes are counted right there at the polling station, and a result is declared. How does that result get transmitted, or is it not transmitted until there has been collation?
It was transmitted immediately.
Direct
Many
to
of
INEC.
Them were transmitted immediately. The transmission of the voting started happening from 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Election ended at 4 p.m.
Yes.
There was an extension, but the results started turning in those who had voted. Because what happened was where you have about 100 registered voters, mm-hmm. maybe you have 50% turning out.
Yeah.
You know, and so they turned out and they were able to vote. So the results started trickling in. As at 9:30 p.m., mm-hmm. we already had about 67% of the results online already on INEC portal.
So that if you were at your polling station, you could actually check and see is the result that I saw declared at my polling station the one that INEC is using in tallying its total? Because we keep on hearing about, well, they went to the collation center and at the collation center people were arguing and so on and so forth.
He's going to eliminate all of that. He's eliminating mm-hmm. all of that because before even to cross-check all of these, all our observers, as soon as they finish the signing, because when they finish the counting and the collation, the party agents sign on it.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have signed, our team, they take pictures of that. And so you can even go and track it down in the INEC polling booth and see, you know, whatever is there, whether mm-hmm. it coincides with yours. And so you can use that to challenge. And the party agents also take their copies.
I just wanted to, because we're really out of time now, is to say that because we always hear people complaining about elections and saying, oh, will your vote count? And, you know, trying to discourage people from coming out to vote by telling them that INEC is not going to count your votes, or that if your votes are counted, they will just go to the Supreme Court and get the result changed. But even courts have to act on evidence that is before them. So do you feel that we, even though we may say that INEC still has plenty of room for improvement, that it's on the right track? Or do you think that, it, as you say, in some regards, you have to go right back to the drawing board?
I think they are on the right track. You know, they were able to correct the issue of the visas, and because many ad hoc, you know, staff turned down, you know, going. So a lot of logistics issues, but there's room for improvement. Mm-hmm. I think they can do better. They should make sure that they provide the PVCs on time. For those who are going to vote, we have room for improvement again in the Ekiti and Osun election.
Okay. So I want to thank you so much, NOB, the convener of the Civil Society Situation Room. I always like to think that if you're a Nigerian, you're entitled to monitor the elections in your country. It's the international observers who can only observe. But you in the Civil Society Situation Room can observe and monitor and make your recommendations. But, you know, as we say, we want to encourage INEC. We don't want to say you're hopeless, you're not making any improvement at all. But we want to say, you know, we're always Oliver Twist. We want to see some more. We want to see something better. Thank you so much, NOB, for joining us on Ideas Radio.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that's it on Ideas with IOB, and it's been great discussing about the aftermath of the Anambra election, IO.
Well, we just hope that the improvement continues. That's the main thing that we want to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we're going to continue the square, and this time 10 hours.